automatic
one. None of their business. It's none of their business what kind
of
guy.
So back in the 1930s when they outlawed Tommy guns.
The money, and they won't have anything over you anymore.
One down our throat. And how about worldwide gun
restrictions? Who swore an oath to do just that?
In the federal constitution, you would expect them to disobey that order. How would that work?
That's correct.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Sheriff Mac Show. Joe Biden's a criminal, Hunter Biden's a criminal, Pritzker's a thug and needs to be kicked out of office, and we the people need to stand together for the sacred cause of liberty. Never mind the fact that gun control is abusive and out of control and needs to be stopped. We are always focused on election integrity. It is one of the most important issues in America today. Sadly, you can traffic drugs all across the country. Really, no problem. But if you stand for election integrity, oh, they're going to take you down. Details in seconds on The Sheriff Mac Show.
The Cali Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Cali Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Cali Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with the Cali Key. The Cali Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build a quiet suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at CaliKey.com with free shipping.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer? Is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is a barn burner broadcast. Once again, I'm Sam Bushman. We're talking about the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. The posse's coming up later today. If you're a member, you can join and interact directly with the good sheriff, founder, and president of CSPOA. Welcome back, Sheriff Mac.
Thank you much, Sam. It's great to be with you this beautiful Arizona rainy morning.
Rainy in Utah, it's just a lot colder.
Yeah.
All right, you got an incredible 10th Amendment update for us, as always. Of course, it's just slices of the pie from the greatest 10th Amendment decision ever rendered as Sheriff Mac beat Bill Clinton at the Supreme Court. You can get a summary of that court case, cspoa.org, for only a couple of bucks. You can buy a bunch of them and share them with your friends as well. Sheriff?
the most powerful 10th Amendment decision in the history of America by a couple of small town sheriffs. And this one, I want to make sure that we understand this because of all this crap happening, corruption happening in Washington, D.C. The quote is this: the framers rejected the concept of a central government that would act upon and through the states, and instead designed a system in which the state and federal government would what? And this is what you say all the time, Sam, create a system of dual sovereignty. A system of dual sovereignty. There you go.
Now that's interesting as well, because right now they're trying to really work through the states. Even Donald Trump did this. He said, I'm not going to mandate, but the states will, this lockdown and the COVID era, et cetera, et cetera. That was the general government through Fauci and criminals up at the supposed top working through the states. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, the tail does not wag the dog. Remember that the states created the general government, not the other way around. Yes, they did create dual sovereignties. Yes, they did create checks and balances. Yes, they did create jurisdictional boundaries. And that's why Sheriff Mack simply won and Bill Clinton lost. Anyway, gun control is as hot as it ever gets. Now, Illinois criminals, Governor Pritzker, he needs to be fired immediately for his violation of his oaths of office. But the good news is America's last hope. The county sheriffs are standing up like nobody's business. We'll be talking about that more in detail second hour on your radio. Of course, it's Bridie on radio as well as Bridie on TV, simulcast with Liberty Roundtable Live on Loving Liberty Radio Networks and more. So we got radio and TV first hour, radio second hour, but Sheriff Mack will be updating about this criminal activity called gun control. Meanwhile, though, we got election discussions to have. We're not letting this election integrity issue go, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk to the real Tina Peters in seconds. But first, here's a trailer from this incredible new movie out. Why? Because the truth matters. TinaPeters.com. The movie is called Selection Code. Here's the trailer.
And upon examining those records, there are log files that deal with adjudication. Those are gone.
They're all gone? All of them?
Yes. They would have been gone if I hadn't have done a backup. These people are being selected, not elected. And when the person's vote isn't being honored, something...
Then it's all just an illusion.
Something has to change. If I have to hand count every single election from here on out, that's my commitment to the people.
That what if it costs you your life?
Then I'll be with my son. I raised a Navy SEAL. I'm a Gold Star mom. Lost him 4 years ago. My blood and his blood is the same. I love this country. I believe this is our last chance to save it. And if we don't get this fixed, if we don't expose what they're doing, I believe we've lost this country.
The honor is yours, Sheriff.
Well, Sam, as you have alluded to, today's guest is an American hero, certainly one of mine. I so admire her. She was, maybe still, we need to verify that, the county recorder for Mesa County, Colorado. And I've been there before, back in the day. There used to be a pretty good sheriff there. There's still good sheriffs in Colorado and probably a decent one there in Mesa, Colorado. But every one of the sheriffs in Colorado need to step it up and across the country. And so
amen.
Tina Peters has been so attacked for doing her job and trying to secure an election. She's been arrested, five or six times, maybe 20. and we really need to find out what is the government doing to her now. They've already done everything except, except just like the trailer just said, except kill her. But everything else they've tried to do to her. And Tina Peters, welcome to the Sheriff Mack Show. It is a privilege and an honor to have you on our show.
Thank you, Sheriff Mack, and thank you, Sam. You know, last time we met, I got my travel privileges revoked. I had to, for what I said by our judge and DA, and I was calling them out for letting a person go that was arrested with 26 pounds of fentanyl. 26 pounds. And I outed them because the Daily Sentinel here, the newspaper here that I've had over 600 above the fold front page articles written defaming me and trying to taint the jury pool of two upcoming trials, didn't even mention it, coincidentally. And when I spoke out,
you're not currently the county recorder anymore, or are you?
So as of January 10th, I'm no longer employed, which, you know, I want to continue my work in what we've started exposing and waking the people up. I went to church in Denver on the Front Range, and I was sitting in the back, and I just felt to say, these people are asleep. They have no idea what's going on in their country right now and in the world. And so we are doing a 7-day Jericho prayer march around tomorrow is the last day when we march around 7 times and blow the shofar. But we have been a group of people coming from all over have been attending every day faithfully to walk around the Justice Center. And the Justice Center encompasses the sheriff's office, the jail where I was imprisoned, the DA's offices, and the judges' chambers and the courts. And so we've been walking around this whole complex now. Today will be the 6th day. Tomorrow will culminate with.
So when is your trial? When is your trial?
The first trial is January 26th and 27th. And then that's a 2-day trial. And then the second trial for the indictment is with 7 felonies and 3 misdemeanors, if you can believe it, is March 3rd through the 14th, an 11-day trial. And I'm someone that have...
You've been charged with 11 felonies?
7 felonies and 3 misdemeanors, if you can believe it. Okay. Yeah. Wow. And today I just saw on the news that it just came up on my phone. It says the Mesa County Sheriff's Office, the deputy pulled over a car with phony license plate and found tens of thousands, 60,000 blue pills consistent with fentanyl, 5 ounces of cocaine, and a large sum of U.S. currency. So the same DA that let the guy go with 26 pounds of fentanyl now, we'll see what happens with this. We are a major traffic area for humans and for drugs, but I am the criminal that they have spent their resources and money to destroy and put in prison.
All right, so let's get to the deal here on this election integrity issue, Tina. So the bottom line is they deleted all the election data, just like Hillary deleted all of her files. Of course, no criminal activity there whatsoever to focus on either. Now, your crime really is that you preserved the data, right?
That's right. So no one had ever seen inside the black box voting machines before. And I knew that they were coming in to delete a QR code program that would have made it impossible to do an audit should we ever be called to do one. Of course, our Secretary of State called them fraudits and outlawed them after Arizona. So all I wanted to do was preserve the election data, which is my, in this program, which is I took an oath to the state of Colorado and to the United States to do just that, to protect the election data for 25 months in Colorado, 22 months by federal statute. And for that, they raided my office. And it's because we backed up this data that shows how they get to the totals of the election. And they didn't want us to see what was going on in there, where they deleted 29,000 access and audit log files. And there was unauthorized software, There were wireless devices, wireless devices. So they raided my office, took out all those machines, blamed me for having to decommission them. And then get this, I was thinking, well, that's great. Now we'll just hand count everything. We can do that. Everybody used to do that anyway. That's what I would prefer. Then they signed a contract, another contract with Dominion till 2029. So they can continue to do this here.
Sheriff. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. So just in review, how many times have they arrested you?
Well, so the time they arrested me in the coffee shop, that they had fought, I'd gone to a city council, a commissioner's meeting, and there were other supporters there. We, you know, which is the right thing to do. People need to speak out and understand what's going on in their government. And the county attorney saw that I had an iPad that the FBI, when they raided my home November 16th, had missed. And they decided they
I just kind of like they missed all the Hunter files too, and the Joe Biden files, right?
So they delayed the commissioner's hearing. So to give them time to get an arrest or a search warrant so they could grab this iPad, I walked a block away with five other supporters to a coffee shop, and they descended on it. The DA, the police officers, and actually handcuffed me, hurt me, and in front of the whole place, made a big show. They went back a day later, issued an arrest warrant, and then put me in jail for 30 hours. So they've been quite busy.
You were alluding to this earlier. You came on July 12th. You came to Las Vegas to be a part of our CSPOA press conference because it was all about election integrity or the lack thereof. Then what did they do to you then?
Well, obviously they didn't like what I said. So the judge issued an order. It went to one of the attorneys who opened it, but didn't tell us that it had come in, revoking my travel bond. Then he issued a warrant for my arrest. I had to immediately fly home and stay in Denver until my criminal defense attorney could work out so that I could appear in court and about it. So I have, and then they have put out arrest warrant for me because I sent out an email when they cheated me out of my election to 64 counties, and one happened to be Mesa County. They put out an arrest warrant for me. I had to go turn myself in, and I decided then I wasn't turning myself back into Mesa County. What a cesspool that jail is. I felt so sorry for the people in there. So I turned myself into Aspen Jail. I was about an hour away and posted my bond. They were a lot nicer to me there. In the Mesa County Jail, they had, when I was incarcerated there, they brought me out, asked me if I wanted to watch a rape video.
Excuse me, what on earth would they ask you that for?
Well, they were going down a list of things, and they wanted to know if I wanted to watch a rape video. So anything they could do to intimidate me. And then they took me into
it's how she can avoid being raped by the people inside the jail.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. Because they know they're going to throw you. Hold on. They know they're going to throw you into the general population with an intent to break your character, Tina. I actually I'm asking. I'm asking that on purpose so the public understands. They want to break you, and that's their goal.
That's right. Then they put me in. Now, I wasn't alone. I was in with five other women, and our mats were consisted of a torn up a 1-inch vinyl mat, no pillow. It was freezing in there. We had because they don't like them, I guess, them to move around. So you're freezing, you're huddled up, no pillow, no sheet, no nothing, on the concrete floor where there was a water leak. So it was a wet floor with a toilet. My chief deputy was in one with nine other women. Same thing. you know, your beds are touching. You hear them going to the bathroom on the toilet all day and all night. The lights never go out. They're always on. And so then they call me out and they take me to the nurse's station. And the nurse starts fiddling around with these needles. And I said, what are you doing? She says, oh, we're going to give you a TB shot. And I'm like, no, you're not.
The hell you are.
She says, are you refusing? And I said, well, yes, I am. So anything they could do, they were horrible. And it's just, no one should be treated that way. The food I wouldn't have fed to my animals, it was awful. And this sheriff, just to remind you, same sheriff that took away my concealed carry, refused to renew my concealed carry. I said, I'm the most hated woman on the left and the globalist, and live alone, and you are you're taking away my only way to equalize, to defend myself. Yeah. Wow. Here, you're guilty until proven innocent.
Back to what you said, though, you got raided by the FBI. How is any of this a federal offense?
So on November 16th of 2021, after I'd released the first report, I was raided by the first report. So August, it came out at the symposium that I had made an image, and the Secretary of State freaked out because they knew what that meant. They knew they were going to be found out. I brought the first report out. I was taken away to Texas for my protection. Within a week, my hotel room was physically breached. So they moved me to another hotel room where I had 24/7 security around the clock. Then I felt safe enough to come back on September 16th and give the report. The first report illustrated how or showed how they had deleted 29,000 election records. The second report was being worked on. Then November 16th, the FBI raided my home and the home of three others. They had a battering ram on my driveway. There were city police and FBI agents all across the front of my house. You know, my neighbors were driving by. Everybody was wondering what was going on. It looked like this huge drug bust or some kind of, you know, criminal with these FBI agents coming in and out. And that's by design. They do that.
Yeah, because when the drug criminals have fentanyl, they just pull them over and arrest them and handcuff them. When it's Tina, you got to have the battering ram, and pretty soon they're rolling in the high-tech military vehicles,
the SWAT team.
SWAT team and everything else, right? It's insane, people.
Oh, yes, yes. And you know what's interesting? That same day, my elections manager was also raided by the FBI. They made her daughter, who was now 16, stand out in her underwear on the front porch. It was cold. This is November 16th in Colorado. In her underwear before school, on the front porch, and while they went through the house. This is the same young lady who had been sexually assaulted, and this DA had put in jail both her father and her stepfather for years into prison. One, I think, was 15 years, and the other one was more, for sexually assaulting her. This DA knew. He knew what this child had been through. It was all an intimidation tactic to break my elections manager. And it did. The reason I was so angry at the Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers Association conference was I had just left my elections manager, the one that they raided, and they had just arrested her the day before on her birthday. They know what day you're born. They have your DOB. So on her birthday, they arrest her and throw her in jail as well. So get this. Now, this could be a coincidence, but with how high I've realized that this goes, my chief deputy's brother, very dear Keith, I know him, or I knew him, and she took care of him, took him to all of his VA appointments and things like that because his wife has severe Parkinson's. He was killed by hit and run on August 8th of this past year. And then she took a proffer after that, that month. September, less than a month later, I think it was September, it might have been the 15th, something like that, my election manager's brother, 49 years old with 10 children, was killed by a hit and run. He was on his motorcycle and a vehicle pulled in front of him. Now, it could be a coincidence, but it's interesting that they would take a proffer. They were so afraid, they took a proffer to testify against me. And I'd always told him from the very beginning, you know, just tell the truth. You know, just tell the truth. We would have to lie to give them what they want. We have committed no crime. So it's serious.
When we say coincidence, it reminds me of the Arkansas of the Bill Clinton era. It's like a Colorado side these days, isn't it?
It's, you know, when you start, and I need to vet this information, but when you see how high this goes with these voting systems.
Hang on, Tina Peters, TinaPeters.com. We'll get to that when we come back in seconds on the Sheriff Mac Show via Brighteon.tv.
Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com. And we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at BrighteonStore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com. If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Sheriff Mac Show is delighted to have the real Tina Peters with us. Tina Peters for Colorado.com, ladies and gentlemen. And we played her movie, Selection Code, trailer earlier. The Selection Code movie really follows Tina and her experiences as she's tried to tell the truth and stand up for America as a whistleblower. She's continued to fight to save the America we know and love. She needs your financial help and more. We'll get into that in minutes. But Tina asked a very interesting question or posed a thought. How high up does this attack on Tina and others that are standing for election integrity? How high does it go, Tina?
You know, when I was in Texas and a couple people, one of the data people went to the commissioners because, you know, you would want to know, right? As law enforcement, you would want to know if there were laws being broken, and they showed up. All they wanted to know was where I was. Merrick Garland was in that meeting by Zoom. And you have to ask yourself, why would Joe Biden's AG Merrick Garland be so interested in a small town clerk in a town with 115 electors voting? Why would he be interested from the very beginning in this? And this is because this goes way higher than any of us ever imagined. And I'm vetting information right now about how high it goes. But, you know, a lot of people have said it goes to George Soros. Well, it goes above that. That it goes to the globalist. I think his name is John Mollick Brown, who is in London. This is a global banking venture. These are globalists that want to take over the country, that want to take over the world, but they need America to fall. And so for years,
really, they've been Sidney Powell was right when she asserted that in the first place. Everybody made fun of her. In the end of the day, she's right, huh?
Sidney Powell was a very brave woman who has taken a lot of onslaught. She was one of the first pioneers into the exposure of all of this. And so we have her and Rudy Giuliani to thank for a lot of this, with Hammer and Scorecard and all of that. Yes, it is absolutely true. And it's coming out more and more how true this is, that these are people that don't love America. They've been pitting the Democrats and Republicans against each other so that we would look at each other instead of looking at the real criminals, right? And so now Democrats are actually starting to stand up. And I'm starting a show, and I want to have this one Democrat on there. Well, there's several of them that are in office, elected office, or that have been cheated of their offices because they stood up for election integrity, and their eyes have been open. And that's what my goal is. My purpose continuing forward is to continue to wake the people up so they can see who the real enemy is, and we can stop this.
Sheriff?
Well, I'm still just amazed at how far the hypocrisy has gone on this. This is so astonishing that they would not support a county recorder trying to secure the data from an election. Are they accusing you of something else? You just simply secured and got, I guess, a second copy of the election results in Mesa County, Colorado. Is that not correct?
That's correct. And, you know, in the third, so they kept saying that, yes, but you haven't shown, here it is. We came out with telling them they deleted 29, Dominion deleted 29,000 vital election records to prove the results of the election. And then the second report came out and said, this is equipment that you have told me, you have influenced me, a servant, and told me that they're not connected to the internet and they have no way to be connected to the internet. And now we're finding there's 36 wireless devices in this system. And then that didn't faze them. I mean, we took it to the sheriff. We took it to the DA. The citizens came forward one after another in commissioner meetings. Then they says, well, yeah, but you haven't shown us how the election was actually changed. Well, let me tell you, the third report came out because I said to him, I said to the cyber guys, I said, do an audit of the third of the city council election, where these people that were progressives that had come from California, and, you know, people that were not the type of people that our very conservative area would have elected over very well-known candidates. So they did. And this is what came out. It said, so this is how it works. When the ballots are put into the tabulator. In this case, it's the Dominion tabulator, but ES&S, Hart, they're all the same. When they're put in there to be counted, the ovals are supposed to be counted, an image, so a picture is taken of the actual ballot. Then that picture, we believe, is changed. And the reason that we believe is changed is because it has the absence of the secure hash algorithm, which is the .sha file for each digital ballot image, making the authenticity of each digital ballot image and the ballot level record impossible to verify. So what we found out was
because now it cannot be matched to the ballot anymore.
That's right. And then it's transferred into a second database, and that's what's counted. So it would be if a bookie having two sets of books.
Well,
and there's okay, so, no.
So your sheriff, you reported this to the sheriff, the county commissioners, and they wanted you to give more evidence as to how it happened. They didn't deny it. It happened. That's like saying somebody raped my daughter, and they go, well, we want to know how that happened. You don't need to know how it happened. Go find out how it happened. It's your job to investigate the crimes, not me. And so well, John, what did your sheriff say about all this?
Well, our sheriff told us that he serves at the pleasure of the DA. Our sheriff is in name only. Well, he's kind of like Biden. He's like Biden. So
he has to get permission from the DA to do an investigation.
If the sheriff serves at the pleasure of the DA, does that mean that Joe Biden serves at the pleasure of the Supreme Court?
Well, no, the
Attorney General. No, that is so. I mean, I've heard a lot of excuses. In fact, I need to write a chapter about all the excuses that sheriffs have made over the years, why they are so timid and cowardly about keeping their oath of office. Oh, because mommy won't let me. The DA won't let you. You don't report to the DA. You might have to get some of his advice, but you report to the people of your county. They elected you. You're not appointed by the DA. And so just another cowardly, timid sheriff that is basically saying he doesn't want to get involved.
That's right. He doesn't want to go against the flow and, go against the cabal. And that's what's happened all over the state. If you think about it, Dominion, their world headquarters is in Toronto, but their national headquarters is in Denver, Colorado. And the same legal firm that represents Dominion represents the GOP in Colorado. So people were told that if you just don't say anything about elections. So this is not, like I said before, this is not Democrat and Republican. This is the globalists that have taken over and subverted our elections through selections, like when people watch the movie at selectioncode.com. And all three reports are on my website at tinapetersforcolorado.com, as well as we'll put the link up also for the Give, Send, Go. Because what I want to do from now on, this is a fight that I'm not, until every American knows what's being done to them while they sleep. I am wanting to sound that alarm, and this DA and this That's judge right. knows that, so they won't let me leave Colorado. They have me sequestered in Colorado. I have to ask permission. They deny me from going to see my late son, my Navy SEAL son's grave in Fort Rosecrans when I asked. They denied me being able to go to the Women for Freedom conference that I was supposed to speak at in Texas. And I laughingly said, because it was so ridiculous, is it against women or freedom that you have a problem with? They would not let me go to my own showing, a premiere of Selection Code in Missouri. The DA actually in his report back to his reason why is I would be hailed as a hero. And it was the most disturbing request Travis he has ever received.
Yeah, well, I wonder why you'd be considered a hero, by the way.
Yeah. Well, have you made the domestic terrorist list on from all these any of these leftist organizations?
Well, I do know that there is a state grand jury that has been convened because I've seen the questionnaire and the question on the questionnaire. It says, do you believe election offenses should be prosecuted? And then there is.
Yes, I do.
Well, yeah, they want to know how they think to cherry pick their right. grand jury is what they want.
That is right.
And then our Facebook, me and some others' Facebook accounts, the Facebook has warned us or alerted us that that our Facebook information has been subpoenaed, and so we feel they are trying to go after a state grant. Indictment and a federal indictment against me. And
what's fascinating about this, Tina, is they started out by the intimidation tactics, as we've highlighted. We haven't really even dug into all of them. They're so heinous and abusive, ladies and gentlemen. Watch the selection code if you want to learn more about it, selectioncode.com. You can get a real handle on the history, the timeline, what happened. But they've turned these tactics now into lawfare. And people need to understand this, folks. They're trying to crush her financially and legally to put her into a corner on false pretenses. Speak to that for a second, Tina.
That's right. And, you know, I brought up Mr. Mike Lindell. He's a great patriot. He spent probably more than this now, but the last I heard, $35 or $40 million. He's put his talent and treasure, his voice, unafraid out there, and they're coming in, they're trying to come after him too. As you know, the FBI took his and Dr. Doug Frank's cell phones. They want to go after, they want to silence the people that are trying to tell the truth. And that's important that we get the truth out now, because, you know, General Michael Flynn said to me, announced like 2 years ago now, I said, what's your advice? Because, you know, they sent him to prison. He was pardoned by Trump. And he said, be as visible and as vocal as you can. And that's, and I tell people, if something happens to me, it was not an accident because I'm not.
And we're trying to help you with that.
Yes, thank you. I know. I love you guys. And actually, I was talking to, who was I on? I was on another program. It might have been Scotty Sachs or somebody. We were talking about you guys, and you know, everybody loves you, Sheriff Mack and Sam and Tanya. And
well, I can think of a few people who don't love us.
Well, their opinion is irrelevant. We don't care. They're the enemy.
Yeah. Well, so now look, I've been around court most of my life. I've been in, I would think, maybe, I know it's been hundreds. It might be even as up to 1,000. I haven't tried to figure all that out yet. But I've been to court hundreds and hundreds of times. Felonies, murder cases, rape cases, child abuse cases, bicycle theft, petty theft, you name it, I've been there. I've been to every major federal court in America, district, circuit, and the United States Supreme Court. Let me tell you, when you told me 7 felonies, that's a prosecutorial abuse. It is their way of squeezing you into wanting to take a plea bargain. So have they offered you a plea bargain yet? Has there been any talk about that?
No, not yet. You know, I'm sure that's coming. I mean, my chief deputy and my elections manager, as I stated, they did take a proffer. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's a shame because they were scared. They're innocent. When you tell the truth, you don't have to worry about what you said. And the seven felonies and misdemeanors they had me on. Well, okay, let me just back up. The one in January is when they came into the coffee shop and they say they're charging me with contempt. First of all, they said I was recording I was in the gallery and I was recording one of my chief deputy's court sessions. So here I am, I'm in the courtroom. I have my iPad with me because it's a work day, and they accused me of recording the court session the DA stops, goes to the judge, stops the proceedings right in the middle of it and makes a big deal out of it. And that's when they issued the search warrant and did all that to collect that iPad. They had to have that iPad because somehow they found out that the FBI didn't get that one. But so I have contempt for lying to a judge, which they can't. There's nothing on the iPad, and they haven't been able to get into the iPad to confirm that. So they have me lying to a judge is one of the charges. They have me obstruction. Saying that I wouldn't give them the iPad. When they handcuffed me, I didn't have the iPad. And then the, what was the other one? Obstruction.
Well, oh, was it there when the FBI went through the first time?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Okay. And evidently, they were saying that it was available to them.
Right. They must have found out that or whatever, but they didn't find it. And I didn't hide anything. I had backups to my computer, everything just sitting out in the hallway. I mean, I knew they were coming. You know, they came at 6:30 in the morning, and then I was so shocked that they were there or that this was happening. I thought it was a dream. It was a nightmare or something that or the door. They went away and then came back when they saw my attorney come to the door, and I had everything out ready for them. And all they had to do was just talk to my attorneys. They knew I was represented, and say, hey, we want some information. We want her iPad. We want her all of her devices. They took everything. They took like 30 thumb drives, backups, you know, with pictures and stuff of my late son. They rifled through my late son's effects, things that I had never, well, you'll see that in the movie, but.
And by the way, FBI, if you want a copy of this show, don't kick my door in. It's available on brighteon.com. Okay.
Yeah, go to Brighteon TV. Yeah.
That's the thing. I've got the truth.
Well, you know, the FBI hates the truth. So let me ask you a very personal question. How did your son die?
He was a Navy SEAL for 9 years, and for 2 years he was in the Navy Leapfrogs, which is an elite group. He was 3 weeks going back to Iraq. He was in Iraqi Freedom, Enduring Freedom. He was over in Afghanistan. He served for a full 9 years. And he was getting ready to go back to Iraq. He was doing a Memorial Day jump in Liberty State Park in New York. And my son, I can say it now, was involved in anti-human trafficking. Mm-hmm. We believe that it's suspicious to have a double parachute failure when you have over 900 jumps, that you're an expert, you know, parachutist. You base jump, you wingsuit, taught the guys to wingsuit, you know, those sort of thing. A little bit suspicious. It was on Memorial Day in front of a crowd of people celebrating or honoring Memorial Day. You don't celebrate Memorial Day to understand that. It's a very right. solemn day where we honor those that died. And children that's been with and talked to, their parents and his girlfriend, were there to observe him fall from the sky. And it was a very difficult thing.
No.
Yeah, he hit the water.
And so he had two shoots fail. His backup chute failed and his primary one failed.
Yes, he cut away his first chute.
I told you, it's starting to look like these Arkansas sides of the Bill Clinton era, Sheriff.
Boy, no kidding.
Yeah.
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 That, well, you know, and we're very sorry for that. And we honor you and him, and God bless both of you. Thank you so much for your son's service.
I appreciate that. It's not a day that goes by that I don't think of him.
Of course.
He's a good man.
Well,
yeah, so as long as you're not using gas stoves, you'll be all right.
You know, you need to know, people need to know that they need to wake up. They need to see what's going on. And you'd ask me a little bit about if anybody in Colorado or any of the officials are supporting me. They are going after me with a vengeance. The Colorado AG, the Colorado Secretary of State, the Polis appointed judge, Jared Polis, who the governor who is probably going to follow in suit with Gavin Newsom to kill babies 28 days after they're born. You know, they have passed legislation that the Colorado Supreme Court is compromised because of a sexual scandal that came about, and they're still on the Colorado Supreme Court. So I would imagine that in, you know, most people believe that the DA and the judge have been offered, you know, a price for my head. To let someone go with 26 pounds of fentanyl on probation, only to go after me for 7 felonies, 3 misdemeanors, and then the other contempt cases. And not to mention, I have Secretary of State ethics cases against me, campaign finance cases, and they stole the election using that same method that I told you in report number 3. So, you know, it's just they want to silence me at all cost. They want me to back down, shut up, go away.
Thank you so much for sharing this with us. Thank you so much for being with us on the show today. And God bless us as we pursue the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tina Peters for Colorado.com to learn more, to watch the incredible movie SelectionCode.com. Tina Peters, please keep us updated. Ladies and gentlemen, you can get archives at Brighteon.com. Thanks for watching the Sheriff Mac Show, CSPOA.org.